Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a best of the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. On this Thursday, Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve on vacation this week, but as always in the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. A great selection of pre-owned inventory. If that's where the budget says, that's where you need to go. A great service department that is there for your current vehicle with the diagnostics, with the inspections, with all the simple routine maintenance like an oil change. And a sales staff that is not just there for the sale, but is there for you and your current vehicle and to make sure you get a good deal. It's all part of the Sunbury Motors guarantee. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. So as we start to wrap up this week's here on these best of shows, today and tomorrow, we're going to look back at the 10th anniversary celebration that we had back in February, where we had lots of different mystery guests call in to surprise Steve. He didn't know at the time who was calling in, but it was a lot of fun to certainly see his reactions to some of the people that were able to call the show. And again, shout out to everybody that did. And we're not going to go in really any order. We're just going to play them as we go here, so you won't know who's coming in here to kind of keep the suspense going a little bit as we enjoy and look back on these interviews from in February celebrating the 10th anniversary. So when we come back here on the Steve Jones Show, we will kick things off with our mystery guest number one. So stay tuned for that. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. It is a best of the Steve Jones Show here on this Thursday. Glad to have you with us today here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Back here on a best of the Steve Jones Show on this Thursday. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve is off this week, enjoying some well-deserved vacation time, but as always in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com, home of that all-important Sunbury Motors guarantee. So as we continue these last 2 days of our best-of shows this week, we're going to look back at the 10th anniversary celebrations that we had back in February, where we had lots of different mystery guests call and surprise Steve to congratulate him on hosting this show for 10 years that we've been so proud to bring you each and every single day here on WKOK and through our podcasts. And let's kick things off with mystery guest number one.
So who do we have?
Hey, Steve. Hello. This is Mike from Mechanicsburg. Just telling Mike, you, I enjoy your show. I love listening to you. Now, I'd love to have more of you talk and less of that strawberry guy after the basketball games.
Mike. Oh, my goodness. Are you going to talk Gerard?
Hey, it's Coach Shrewsbury, Steve. How you doing, man?
Coach Shrews. You know, I always love less of that strawberry guy. Coach Shrews, how are you? I missed you last night because I know you were out recruiting, even though I guess it, everybody was sick. But, yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just wanted to call on and, congratulate you on your show. 10 years is awesome. And that
I need you to stay here 10 more years.
You know what? That means you're doing a good job if you're here for 10 years. And, like, you being here and doing this, it's either you have a great show or they can't find anybody else to do it.
I vote the latter. I vote the latter. We'll go with that one. I'll tell you, it's one of the great things that's happened is that, you know, it was getting you on board. I've told everybody this because Dick and I love working with you. And that's it's been great to watch how you coach. It's to me, it's not just watching the game, but it's how you coach a practice. Now, I got to tell you, Fish last night hung in at practice.
You know what? Those guys, it's so much fun to work with our guys. Like, and now, like, you know, even for me, it's everything's so new. Right? Like, I've never been a head coach, and now it's February, and how do you treat the season in February? How do you keep your guys focused and on edge, but now you shorten the season, or you have to shorten practice so they're healthy and doing all that. So it's so much fun. I'm having so much fun with these guys, and, you know, I love, you know, traveling and being around you and Dick and getting a chance to talk to you guys after games. And, you know, you've seen a lot more basketball than you've probably forgotten more basketball than some of us have ever seen.
Oh, excuse me, I wasn't around Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So I think I'll give you credit there. I wasn't around Gordon Hayward from midcourt. I'll give you credit on that one. How about that?
You know, that was just a side product of me being in the right place at the right time. No, that's.
I think you just described my career.
Inspiration all the time for our players.
Yeah, but you know, that is part of it. Being in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people. So, like at this, you know, at this point in my life and career, I get to intersect with you, which is really cool, and great. It's amazing. I'll tell you what I tell my class all the time. I tell them, you know, when you're in this business, I said, listen and observe. You'll learn so much. I cannot tell you how much I've learned from you in the last 3 or 4 months, because there's some things that you do that are the same as somebody else and some things that you do that are different that I really like and are better. It's amazing just on observation or listening what you can learn.
It is. Yeah, like in all parts of life.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you're telling your students the right thing, because I still watch and learn and listen. I don't get to do it as much now as I did when I was an assistant coach. But I used to watch, you know, about every game I could, whether it was NBA or college, just to pick up a little bit here or there. Like now, most of my time goes into focus on our team and scouting whoever we're playing next. So I don't get to watch random games, but I learned so much. That was a huge part of being in the NBA, was watching all these other coaches. There's, you know, 30 great head coaches in the NBA, and, you know, somebody runs something really good, you're going to see 5 to 6 coaches running the same exact thing the next game.
That's true, Mike. I know. That's exactly what happens along the way. Well, you know, it's fun about this is we get to sit down for a half hour and do this again tonight. So
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to be there and enjoy more company and talking about Nittany Lion basketball. It's always a good thing.
How about this? Well, how about you and I agree the best, as much fun as we're having now, the best years are yet to come. How about that?
That's right. Best years are yet to come.
Sir, thank you. A privilege, the fact that you even called the show, Mike, means a lot to me. And, you know, and we'll see what we can do about that strawberry guy in the postgame show.
we'll do something. But congrats again. 10 years on the show, 40 years with Penn State basketball. And I know you, you're doing an unbelievable job, and everybody around here commends you. And we're glad that we get you. You're our own.
Well, Coach, thanks. I appreciate you more than you know. Thank you so much.
Yep. Have a great day. I'll
thanks.
See
you
tonight.
You too. Safe trip back.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
And there he is, mystery guest number one for at least this portion of looking back at the anniversary shows, Micah Shrewsberry, the head coach of Penn State men's basketball. Thanks again to Coach Shrews for taking time out of his then and really always busy schedule for joining us for a couple minutes to congratulate Steve on running this show for over 10 years now, and it's certainly been a lot of fun. So thanks again to Coach Shrews for joining us. So coming up next, in the next half hour, we'll have our second mystery guest that called back in February to surprise Steve. Who is that going to be? Well, you'll just have to stay tuned to find out. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. It is the best of the Steve Jones Show here on this Thursday on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Back here on a best of the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve on vacation all this week. But other than that, he'll be in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, a great selection of pre-owned inventory, great service department and sales staff, and it's all part of that Sunbury Motors guarantee. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. So as we mentioned before, these last 2 days of these best of shows, we're looking back at the 10th anniversary of the show, which we celebrated back in February. We had lots of mystery guests called the show to surprise Steve. We replayed Micah Shrewsberry in the first half hour of the show. And now let's go to mystery guest number two.
I guess now it's what, mystery guest for the next hour here? So
that's correct. We got number one on the line.
All right. And sign in, please.
Hi, Steve. I want to wish you a happy 10th anniversary. About 6 years ago, I sat in on one of your play-by-play classes at Penn State. So hopefully that gives it away.
Well, first of all, the first three words you said, Kenny, gave it away. There's only one voice, right? I know you're getting ready to do the Olympics, but thanks so much. And, yeah, you did. As a matter of fact, your daughter, I think, was the one that was observing at that time. It was great to have you there.
She was, and I was happy to tag along.
Yeah, it was great. Great to have you there. I should have had you teach the thing. They would have learned a lot more.
I don't know about that.
I have to ask you now, with this being out of Stanford, that you'll have to do Olympic coverage. What, when you've had that spot, and I've had to do that for basketball, amazingly not for football, but for basketball, I had to do it last year. What's that like for you calling it when you're doing it off monitors?
Well, over the last 2 years, I've had to do many, many hockey games off monitors, probably around 50 over the last couple of years. Not as many basketball games, maybe 10 or 15 last year. As you know, it is a lot different. I think you could see about 85% of what you would normally see if you were in the arena. As I'm sure you would agree, you would much rather be in the arena. But if we have to do it this way, I don't think it's as bad as most of us expected. In hockey, for example, you might miss some of the penalties being called back behind the play. You may not see when the goaltender's pulled initially. But for the most part, you have a really good view of the game. Now, I did work yesterday, the U.S.-Finland women's game, and I'm not sure if you saw any of the game or your listeners at all, but the jersey numbers were a little bit challenging. The United States had white jerseys with white numbers in outlined by a little bit of blue. We got used to it, you know, as the game moves along. The other thing is we don't have the opportunity to watch warm-ups, which is when normally you get acclimated with the jerseys, with the numbers. Canada, I didn't work their game two nights ago, but I thought John Walton did a terrific job, even though they had dark jerseys with red numbers. So I think that's the biggest challenge. Some of the teams, depending on the jerseys they're wearing in a particular game, definitely a little bit different than if you were actually in the arena.
Do you have multiple monitors in front of you, or do you have a monitor with multiple views?
It's basically a monitor with a single view.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the game camera. We take the world feed from Beijing in this case. We do have a second monitor, which is for graphics and different packages that we might show. But as far as calling the game, it's basically one monitor and one view, and it's pretty much the same thing that the viewers are seeing at home. But I thought overall it went very well yesterday. It was a nice win for the U.S. Unfortunately, they lost one of their top forwards, Anna Decker, to a leg injury. And they'll play the Russian Olympic Committee team tomorrow and then Switzerland on Sunday. So looking forward to those next couple of games.
Because I know when I did basketball, we had the option of one view like you, or I could switch it over and I could get four screens on one monitor. That's why I asked the question, because we actually had those options.
When I worked Knicks games, road games last season off the monitor with Walt Clyde Frazier, we had a huge monitor at MSG Network at the studio. It was basically the size of the entire wall to watch the game. And then we did have a second monitor for those games with sort of an overall view of the court, what they would call the all 22 in football.
Right.
Probably didn't use it too often, but I would glance over once in a while. But we actually called the game off a huge monitor, which was basically the feed that the folks would see at home watching the game.
Because how this is being done, does that still allow you now to do your other work during the Olympics? Can you still do a TNT hockey game if you want and so forth?
A little bit, yes. I will sneak away to work a TNT game next Wednesday in Dallas. The Turner folks were nice enough to allow me to miss a game the following week in order to work the women's gold medal hockey game. So it'll be a combination of both. And one Knicks game as well out of the studio on February 12th during the Olympics. So that obviously would not be the case if we were in Beijing.
For you, what's the, moving over to Turner? Now, Eddie's there, obviously. What's it been like moving over to Turner and how they approach hockey?
It's been great. Eddie and Keith Jones, who I worked with for many years.
Yep.
I've known Jonesy for about 30 years since our days together in the American Hockey League. And a lot of the production people are folks that I've worked with for many years as well. So from that standpoint, it's been great. I love what Turner's done with the pregame show, with the personalities, whether it's Wayne Gretzky or Paul Bissonnette, Anson Carter and Rick Tockett, and host Liam McHugh, who does a terrific job. And they're definitely trying new things, interviewing players on the ice during pregame warm-ups, but doing the interview from the studio. So all of the guys get to ask a question, some of the postgame interviews they've done. So it's been a lot of fun.
Hey, thanks so much for doing this. This was really, really nice of you. With a thousand things going on, you took the time to do this. That was really cool. Thanks so much, and tell Benny Boma I said hi.
I will. It's a big month for him. He's Mr. Big Event with the Pro Bowl, the NHL All-Star Game, the Olympics, the Super Bowl. So he's all over North America. I hear you're heading out to Wisconsin later today?
Yep, Wisconsin later today. Got a game tomorrow at 6, then back here on Tuesday for a home game, and then back to Minnesota next week.
All right, well, enjoy Madison. I was just there last week. My daughter's a freshman there.
Cool.
I've spent a lot of time there over the last couple of months. But happy 10th anniversary, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Can't wait. Ken, thanks so much, Kenny. Appreciate you very much.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
And that is Kenny Albert, Fox Sports, TNT. We've seen him on NBC in years past. New York Rangers Radio, MSG Networks as well here and there with the Knicks. He still does it all. He does a tremendous job in whatever he's calling and always is gracious enough to join us whenever he has a free moment in his busy schedule. And thanks again to Kenny for joining us. He had, was just starting his Olympic coverage at the time when he had joined us. So really a big props to him for taking time out of his schedule to come in on with us for a couple of minutes to celebrate 10 years here on the Steve Jones Show. Coming up next in the final hour, we'll keep things going with all of our mystery guests, replaying who surprised Steve, and as we look back at the 10th anniversary of the show as we continue here on the Best of the Steve Jones Show here on this Thursday, brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Humbles Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.